Showtime.
Welcome to the show.
Season 2, episode 2.
Yeah.
I was feeling a little bit unprepared, actually. It just suddenly felt like we're into it.
Yeah, we're into it. We are well and truly.
We are into it for another exciting episode. Let's not muck around. Film of the week. Yes.
Welcome to Film of the Week.
All right. What did we just... We literally saw this. Half an hour ago.
Yeah. Yep. Started seeing it about 3 hours ago.
That's true. That's a good point.
But should we say what it is?
Which you probably should. Star Trek Into the Darkness.
Into Darkness. There's no "the," I realised.
Really?
In the opening credits. Yeah, I was calling it Into the Darkness.
I'm sure it's Into the Darkness.
Nah. It's just Into Darkness. Because it annoyed me. The opening credits happened and then it came up, it was like Star Trek Into Darkness. And I was
is
like,
is it really just Into Darkness?
Yeah.
Well, actually, that's not too bad, Into Darkness, because it's...
It's quicker. It's like Star Trek Into Darkness. Like, it's meant...
Oh, okay.
I think it's because we're used to, like, Harry Potter, the prison, and then a separate thing.
Yeah.
And they've tried to go in with the one...
They've tried to keep
like,
it
Star into... Trek Into Darkness. Yeah. Like, not just, like, Star Trek.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good to know. So, anyway, we saw that, directed by J.J. Abrams, the father of science fiction. Would you agree with that?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, it's
the
just
father.
Like, yeah. Well, now that he's going to be directing Star Wars.
Yeah, but what about George Lucas?
Yeah, but George Lucas didn't.
Was he the grandfather?
Resurrect? Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's in the past, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's almost like a stepfather now because he's not an ownership of.
Who's the guy who did Oblivion?
Oh, here we go.
Because he's the god. I'm going to say that right now.
I don't understand. See, I still haven't seen Oblivion since you made the call. Sorry for those who didn't listen to episode 1.
Wait, I'm going to have to... Can I just repeat that line about him being the god? Just so I can put a boom sound effect in.
Okay, yeah.
Whoever directed Oblivion is the god of science fiction.
Boom. I messed it up.
Nah. I'm still going to put it in, though. You can't stop the boom.
Don't need a boom sound effect then, I just added
it. No, I'm going to put it in.
So you're fine.
I'm going to put it in.
Hey, anyway, so starring Chris Pine, Zachary Quinto, Carl Urban, Simon Pegg, Benedict Cumberbatch. It's a massive cast.
We need to point out New Zealand's own Carl Urban.
Yeah, he's great, Wellington. Carl Urban, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, ooh, controversial.
Nah, he's fine. I mean, I think
he's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bones is a very, you know... Were you not...
Yeah, no, he's fine. It was more bloody Anton Yelchin who got on my nerves.
I think he's okay. No one got on my nerves. Why, the Russian accent?
Him and Simon Pegg, there's just...
What, Simon Pegg?
Yeah, a little bit.
No way.
Yeah.
Simon Pegg's going to be in Wellington soon.
Yeah.
Possibly.
For some weird premiere, eh?
World's End premiere.
Yeah, I saw that.
I think I've worked out why.
Why?
Because Mun Freeman is back in Wellington shooting The Hobbit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So that's one reason. Edgar Wright is probably helping write Tintin 2, so he might be down to have a meeting with Jackson.
Yeah.
Possibly. So that could be reasons why there's some intertwining.
And Simon Pegg and the other guy could be here for Tintin.
Yeah, but I don't think they'd be as far... They wouldn't be filming the Tintin reshoots while The Hobbit...
Yeah, they might be writing it.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm just lying.
We are getting very off topic.
Film of the week. Star Trek. Into Darkness.
Yes, thought it was great.
Yeah, no, I really liked
really,
it.
Really, really entertaining.
Yeah, no, it was just a thrill ride from start to finish.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Actually, I was actually thinking that at one part. I was thinking this would make a great like theme park ride, like.
Yeah,
I can see the Star Trek ride happening here.
And at times my seat was shaking because the person next to me was sort of rattling around a little bit. Not yourself, the person to my left was rattling around a little bit. But they did it at quite good times.
Yeah.
Like when there was that. And I saw when the seat shook, I was sort of like, well, this works.
Yeah, it might have been me as well because I was devouring that popcorn pretty hard.
Yeah, you were enjoying your popcorn.
Yeah, I got
through
that.
Do you think we'll get there? Do you think that would be a next step in film, that it is slightly motion master, or would that never be, you know?
Well, I mean, it already exists in theme parks.
Yeah, but it's too much, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's too much for just your standard cinema. But I think there could be like some some you know, businesses, you know, specialty cinemas, but then they'd need specialty films. But
yeah,
you know, there are theme park versions.
Yeah, it is more of a theme park ride, isn't it?
Mm.
Smell-o-vision?
Well, that's thoughts. Aromascope, Spy Kids 4.
Yep. Yeah. They've didn't you have to scratch things at certain times?
You did.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of work while you're watching a movie.
Yeah, but to be honest, the storyline of Spy Kids 4, I mean, you were looking for something to do, probably.
Well, yeah. Wasn't that the one with Sylvester Stallone?
I have no idea.
He was in one of them.
I missed it at the movies, and I was like, well, I'm not going to get it on DVD, a movie that's fully been written around the fact that they've got to put these smells in there.
And that was a 3D film before the digital 3D came around. Spy Kids was really just trying to keep that 3D going. It's
game changer.
Yeah.
But anyway, should we talk ratings for the Star Trek?
Yeah, let's talk ratings.
Neither of us have had time to even prepare one.
Yeah.
So out of 6? I can't...
5?
5, wow.
Well, because... he loved it. It's really great. It really is entertaining. It really is really good.
I might go... I can't remember what I gave other films. So
yeah, I know. You
it.
Sort of want to see it on the scale.
Yeah, like, yeah. I should write them all out. So
I really hope...
I might change this next week or something.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 4.1.
Oh, okay. That's quite different. Well, as soon as I said 5, I started thinking 4.8.
I'll let you change it.
Okay, 4.8.
4.1, 4.8.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, but a bit of a difference this week.
All
right.
I still really enjoyed it, though.
Yeah, no, I thought it was great. Good, just good tense moments.
Yeah.
Benedict Cumberbatch was brilliant.
Yeah.
He's so good. He was new to the party as the villain. He's just the man. And the other new cast member, Alice Eve, who plays the new female.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to be a bit of a... Oh, no, I can't say that. That's a bit of a spoiler.
Keep the spoilers out.
I was going to say I thought what her role was going to be, but it wasn't, so I won't say that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
So that was Film of the Week.
Yeah. Is this lackluster? Is there not enough energy in this podcast at the moment?
I don't think so.
We just did Film of the Week, and did we really discuss the film much?
We talked about Spy Kids for... Well, what do you want to talk more about the film?
Well, no, I think we've done it. I think it's too late now. I'm just wondering if it was...
No, I think it was fine.
Okay.
I think there was some good stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Righto. Oh! What's that sound?
Remake. Remix.
It's playing. But I'll put it in later. It's not actually playing.
Okay. Here it comes. Oh, no. It is playing.
Hold up. I just need it.
You can't tell.
Hey, Milbo. Millie.
This is just a bit of behind the scenes sound effects.
Maybe keep the music to a minimum, please. Thank you.
Just party at the neighbours. Paul just goes out.
Well, I wouldn't mind a bit of music, but that Macklemore song would not be one of my favourites. So I'm not having that played in the background.
That's the first time we've had music underlying the movie Magic.
Yeah. Well, another thing about Star Trek is I thought it had great music. Especially, I didn't really...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I thought, especially...
It's strong, eh?
Yeah, it was really strong.
It confuses me. Are we in remix now?
Yes.
Okay.
We're in.
All right, cool. Okay. No idea when that intro happened.
No.
But... That's just everything segues. It's all integrated.
Organic. Star Trek sound.
Yeah.
He did that himself. I didn't even add that in. There's post.
There was no post sound effects up there. Movie. The Matrix.
The Matrix. Classic. 99?
That I sounds think. About right.
Maybe.
Directed by the Wachowski brothers. Mm. Starring Keanu Reeves. Kerri-Anne Morris.
Oh, no.
I may have messed that one up. Lawrence Fishburne, Hugo Weaving, Anthony Ray Parker.
Who's he?
He used to be on a TV show with Suzanne Poole.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he New Zealander?
Yeah. He used to drive like the limousine on Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, and he was in The Matrix. It was brilliant.
No, there's another New Zealand guy who's in like the third one, I think.
Oh yeah.
Like a Maori guy. I saw him at Downstage Theatre once, and I was like, he's from The Matrix.
Yeah.
He was there with...
Because it was filmed in Australia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. So there's a few New Zealanders.
Movie World. Interesting, a lot has changed since this film came out.
Yeah.
Wachowski brothers, now the Wachowski brother and sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
unusual.
Yeah.
So yeah. A few changes there. There was the sequels, which were nowhere near as good as the original.
Agreed.
The Revolutions was quite... Yeah. Pretend that didn't happen.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Okay. Hey, before we start the casting today, I'd just like to point out, do you know who that originally were going to cast as Neo before Keanu Reeves?
I definitely read it.
It's quite a well-known...
Oh, Will Smith.
Yeah.
Will Smith.
So, that should be... See, if one of us said Will Smith for Neo, we would just rip into each other, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but think, originally, that's who was going to be cast. So, you know...
That's amazing, eh? And there was a rumour, I think, that Sean Connery got offered Morpheus, but I think he denied it.
That was Gandalf. You can effect.
No. I read this as well.
Sean Connery gets offered anything and everything.
Yeah, I guess.
He
I
got
guess.
Offered Captain Kirk.
No.
But he turned it down.
No, you're making that up.
Yeah. James Bond, he was actually asked to do Skyfall.
Oh, okay. I believe that one.
Daniel Craig.
So, yeah. I think, yeah, no. Okay.
Oh, sorry. Just one quick. This will be a really great fact for people if they haven't heard. Christopher Nolan, director of the Batman trilogy and the Prestige Inception, had just had a meeting with the producers of James Bond.
Wow.
The possibility of him directing.
I'm a fan of Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, I thought I'd just get that one in. But he just had a meeting with the producers.
Interesting.
Yeah. So there's a bit of hot off the press for you.
Yeah, wow.
Okay, here we go. So, Neo.
I thought you were about to say Christopher Nolan was going to direct your remake, and I was like, you don't get to pick the director.
Maybe that.
But
he'd be good. All right, well, okay. We'll decide on the director.
Okay, should we start?
Mm.
Oh,
Neo.
I'm actually, you're going to have to go first here.
You've forgotten, haven't you?
I'm just struggling to remember my Neo.
Okay, Neo. Wow. Not great.
No,
casting.
I've got it. Back.
Well, okay, go for it then.
Okay, my Neo, I wanted someone dark, and I don't know why. I've decided my movie's going to be very dark.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the original's dark, I think.
Yeah.
Quite kind of dark.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've said dark about 8 times in the last, 10 seconds.
You don't really. Hashtag dark.
Yeah. I get that trending on the old Twitter. But I've gone with Michael Pitt.
Brad Pitt's brother?
No, not related.
No.
Though I actually saw it came up on Google once as someone asked on Yahoo questions, are they brothers?
Good question.
And he had a prominent role in Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah.
And he was in a movie.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Hey, I think that's okay.
I've wanted to cast them for ages, but there's nothing that's been quite right, but this was right.
Yeah.
I just was like instantly I was like, yeah, he's in.
Well, my one actually came instantly.
Yeah.
And his name is Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Yeah, when you heard that, you went, yes.
No, when I heard that.
You see him on the poster and you go, yeah. Yeah.
What? I see him in a leather trench coat.
Yeah.
With some little glasses, and I just say no.
I honestly think that was great casting.
I'm not seeing it.
Top of his game at the moment.
Not seeing it.
Well, you are going to see it.
Rumour has it that he is going to be in a remake of Guys and Dolls with Channing Tatum, I saw.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not pleased with that.
Yeah, that sounds I thought it sounded a little bit odd.
Not as odd as putting him in the Matrix though. Let's just say I'm just joking. Okay, moving on.
Trinity.
The three.
Okay. Who did I have?
I don't know why I said the three. That's not a reference.
There she is. Gemma Arterton. I've cast her before. She's back again. She was in Bond, Quantum of Solace. What's she been in? She's been in Jack and Jill most recently. Great casting.
I'm not seeing it.
Good-looking lass. And
I think she needs to be...
She's got action.
I think she needs to be a woman with just real power.
She's got power.
I don't know.
She's got power. She's fierce.
Know.
I think she could beat you in a fight.
I was originally leaning towards Natalie Portman myself, but I didn't.
I touched on Natalie Portman, but moved away.
I went with Rooney Mara, who
Hey.
What?
That's really good casting.
Yeah, I know. I'm happy with that.
I got a movie magic first.
Well, you're going to switch to my one.
You can't.
It's too late. We've got it recorded that I came up with it.
I just like you. Okay, on the record, that's great casting.
Oh, thank you.
I want to replace mine with yours because I couldn't. But I think Mike Neo is far better. And
I disagree.
I would prefer to see, and Neo's more important, you know, in the running of the story. But well done.
Okay,
great
moving on.
Work.
Morpheus.
Mmm.
Okay.
Now.
Originally Lawrence Fishburne.
Now, yes. Okay. So there's no, you know, rules on...
No.
Yeah,
no.
Good. Liam Neeson. Neeson.
Yeah, you've said his name wrong.
Why do I do that every time? Liam Neeson. Oh, imagine him sitting in the chair and then, like, smacking him about
a bit. Yeah, I don't mind it.
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
Imagine him bringing all his Taken and
the
Grey.
I'm giving you a pass for that.
Yeah, thank you.
Not for the first two, but I'm giving you
a pass
for that.
Mate.
I've gone... A+. I've kept him... I've kept him black.
Yep.
Because I don't know, I just thought...
There's almost like a category of people it could be.
I went with Idris Elba.
Originally,
rose to fame, I think. Well, at least I first found out Stringer Bell in The Wire.
Yeah.
More recently, Prometheus.
Yeah.
And he's Thor. Actually really he's in Thor. He's really blown up recently.
Yeah.
And he actually wants to be the first black James Bond, which I don't see happening anytime soon. But
no,
I decided to give him the consolation of Morpheus, which is you know, it's no James Bond, but Morpheus is a pretty badass.
He's
character.
He's soon to be in Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotta say it again, good casting.
Thank you.
Good casting.
Thank you.
Liam Neeson, great scene in the role though. That'd be exciting. Wouldn't it be exciting?
I don't know.
Now, I found Agent Smith.
Hard?
Yeah, because Hugo Weaving's perfect.
Yeah, he is. I found that the hardest.
You know?
And I have a feeling I'm going to come out and say and take a stab at who you casted.
Have you?
Can I? Can I take a stab?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna say you went with Benedict Cumberbatch.
Wow, that is fascinating. I just went away from Benedict Cumberbatch
because I can
literally like a minute ago. Mm. So that's
I considered him
this morning. I had cast him.
Yeah,
so you are.
I cast mine like a week ago, and I considered him one of the first people.
Yeah,
but I don't know why I went off him. But
I think he's just a little bit too tall, and he's a little bit imposing. Yeah. Like you need to be. You know, we've been.
I always just thought he was a bit kind of skinny.
Yeah,
he needs to be a bit more physical.
Yeah,
kind of presence.
A bit more stocky.
Yeah,
like we've had Hugo Weaving, you know, standing in front of us, and you know, when you see the man, you know, you can see why he's the agent because he's quite imposing, you know.
Yeah.
But he did have the beard, which helped at the time.
Yeah.
So who have you cast?
It's you. It's you.
I have cast, I wanted to keep it Australian as well, Hugo Weaving and the Australian.
Yeah.
Guy Pearce, which is almost quite similar to Hugo Weaving, but because I wasn't willing to go too far. Guy Pearce, who was actually in Priscilla Queen of the Desert with Hugo Weaving, so, you know, they're not too far away from each other.
Interesting.
He's played some nasty characters lately, Guy Pearce.
Yeah, he has.
Yeah.
Be careful not to spoil any movies, though.
No, insane. I think everyone knows he's a villain in Lawless and Iron Man 3.
Okay, I wasn't sure about Iron Man 3.
Well, you know.
Okay. I mean, I guess it doesn't...
Yeah.
Okay. I don't mind it, but...
Thanks, man.
I prefer mine.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
No. I touched on him. I think he's just got a villainous look to him, I think. Benedict.
Yeah.
I touched on multiple people. It took me a long time, and I recently, I think yesterday, settled on Joaquin Phoenix, who I've cast before.
No.
I think he's been...
No,
I haven't seen him playing
that.
A villain, and it's time.
No, that disappoints me. Yeah, have you seen the I'm Not There Yet, or
I'm Still Here? Yeah.
I lost so much respect for Joaquin Phoenix when I saw that. Because it's like, what are you up to, mate? You were like top of your game, and then you make this bizarre arty documentary. You tell everyone you're not going to do films.
Yeah,
you make
fun
of people,
off.
And then you ruin talk shows.
Off.
And then it's like, oh, what are you up to, Joaquin? You know.
I applaud that.
Do you?
I think that was amazing.
Yeah, I think it was a big wound. And when he got nominated for the Oscars, like, oh yeah, the Oscars, I don't think I'll go. It's like, mate, just appreciate it. Someone's saying you did a good job, you know? What a nice thing to do. And he's going, well, oh, I'll tell I'm too you good what, for that.
He's
going to
get another nomination for his role as the agent, Agent Smith, in my remake of The Matrix, coming soon, directed by Christopher Nolan. Yeah.
All right, cool.
That was Recast Remix, Remake. Excellent. I don't know what it's called. We got no outro music, so let's just carry straight on.
I thought we did have outro music.
Yeah, we sometimes do. We sometimes don't. Today we're not. I'm just saying that right now.
Okay, good. And straight into our next section, which is movie etiquette.
Okay, let's do it.
Now, for those following, you may have realised, oh, where's that new game that they did last week? My new favourite game, Active Actor. It's gone.
Yeah, we cut that.
Yeah.
We haven't actually talked about it since it happened.
Since we cut it. We just went, it's cut, and we never spoke about it ever again.
I've forgotten about it. I tried deleting it, but you've opened up old wounds.
Sorry, mate. Sorry.
Okay, what's apologize. Actor etiquette?
Not actor etiquette.
Yeah. No, okay. Whatever. Film etiquette.
Okay. All right. No. Actor etiquette then. Okay. It's a spin-off from movie etiquette. We're going to talk about actors' etiquette.
Okay.
As we both do some acting work here and there, let's talk about actor etiquette. Well, this one doesn't really apply to us, but staying in character on set, what's your thoughts? There's been a lot of actors who are well known to go onto a film set, and when they're on the film set, they're in character the whole time. They won't leave the character. Denzel Washington is a very well known man for this.
Daniel Day-Lewis. Christian Bale, supposedly to an extent.
Oh, okay.
Kind of, I think. I think, yeah. Slightly.
Is it too much, or is it
I think it depends.
People should roll?
See, Daniel Day-Lewis case, I love it. Like, I love hearing stories about the crazy stuff that he does, just because it's like just amazing and weird.
Yeah.
You know, you hear about, like, on Nine, people going into his dressing room, and he's had it fully done to make look like a film director's office, and he's just sitting there, like, smoking a cigar or something in character. Or, you know, not showering during Let There Be Blood very much.
Yeah.
Stuff
yeah.
like that. You know, it's amazing.
Yeah.
But then you hear about cases sometimes... like The Breakfast Club, which I am currently rehearsing
good plug,
for.
Mate. Good plug.
Which is coming up in Wellington at the start of June at the Griffin Theatre.
Get in there.
In the movie that, the guy who played Bender? What's his name? The guy who played Bender.
Yeah.
He supposedly would slightly bully one of the other actresses off screen because that's what his character was doing on screen. And the director actually, like, threatened to have him sacked and replace him.
Yeah.
But then the other actors said, no, keep him. Like, it's cool.
Yeah.
It, like, just stop doing that, but it's cool.
Yeah.
But, like, so I think there's a line. As long as it's not, as long as your character's not, like, a rapist, psycho, you know, or, you know, insulting other people.
That's a good point. That is a very good point.
Then I think if it's...
It's okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if they're going to do, you know, a great job at the end of the day.
But
well,
as long as it doesn't, like, get in the way of if they're like, okay, time to film, and he's like, no, I'm going to, you know...
Mm.
Be in character over here.
But
and
it's
do
also
some stuff.
Good just to be friendly to your cast members. True. You know, you lose that. You lose your team bond because you're too busy.
But
I guess when
Daniel,
they're at
when
that
you're
stage,
Daniel
of
Day-Lewis, you don't need friends. Everybody is your friend.
Yeah, fair point.
Actor etiquette.
Actor etiquette. There you go. Wasn't expecting that one.
Yeah.
Which brings us now to casting news of Kimberly Crossman.
Heard
anything?
I thought we'd stop this.
I sort of don't want to let the dream die.
Okay,
because
well,
it's like
I
when she hits
anything.
A big mate, that we'll be like, oh, I heard it here first.
I haven't heard anything, but I recently saw Cabin in the Woods, which had Anna Hutchinson.
Oh, yeah. What did you think of that?
Nah.
Oh, real?
I hate, like, horror movies.
Oh, see, I don't like horror movies that much either.
I'm glad I saw it, because it was definitely, like, a really cool, like, different...
Mm.
Kind of thing, but I wouldn't recommend it to anyone. Probably, I wouldn't be like, oh, you got
to
see that.
I would. I've recommended it to people. Okay. I thought it was brilliant.
Right.
I thought so many surprises, excitement, and yeah, I'm not really into a massive horror, but like it was suspenseful, had comedy. It had a bit of everything. I thought it was great.
Well, all I was
really thought it was brilliant.
This isn't the film of the week. All I was saying, I shouldn't have brought it up. I didn't know.
Okay.
But I was just saying is that Kimberly Crossman is following. You know, she had a bit of success getting that role.
Yeah.
I don't think she's had much success since. Like, she hasn't. I haven't heard her coming.
Anna Hutchinson.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
But
know.
But Kimberly Crossman, like, they both did Shortland Street.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
They both did Power Rangers.
Yes.
And but she's like obviously she was like a few years ahead of her. So I feel like Kimberly Crossman's on the path to at least
new season of Go Girls, which Anna Hutchinson was in.
Oh.
No, Kimberly Crossman that I
know of. Yeah, but she's behind her, so she'll be in.
Oh, okay. She'll be later on.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's following, but yeah. So that's ooh, my Kimberly theory that I just made up on good the theory, spot right mate. Then.
Heard it here first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Movie roundup.
Let's do it. Well, it's called One Word Review.
One Word Review. It's just says because it's like a roundup.
Yeah, I guess.
End of the day roundup. Let's start with what everyone's wondering. What did they see after episode one? G.I. Joe Retaliation.
Yeah, we went to that. The second one. I hadn't seen the first one. Didn't matter.
Straight into it.
Yeah, they introduced all the characters in the opening credits.
Yeah, they did. One word.
What?
One word.
Oh,
from
one
you.
Word. Oh, it's hard to think of a word on the spot.
I'm going to say good.
I'm going to say rock solid. It was a reference
or solid
to the rock.
As a rock.
Solid as a rock with dashes like to connect it to one word.
Ridiculous nonetheless, but good.
Yeah.
If you have seen the film, we pose this question to you. Where was he shooting at the end?
Oh, yeah. He just fires a gun into the air for no reason.
No reason whatsoever.
I forgot about that.
For
a few nights after seeing it, every night I'd just be awake in bed, just like wondering. But then I'd eventually deleted it. But now you've brought it up, so I'll probably be not sleeping for a few weeks.
I love it. Just as soon as the credits start rolling, the first thing.
It was just, and it wasn't just us, it was the whole cinema was a bit confused, I felt.
Like, there was so many like ridiculous moments in it, but it was just that one that took.
Oh, it was the last.
Absolutely.
It was the closing moment. That's what you're left with.
Yeah.
Just that, and I think it's genius, because now I'm like, honestly, number three, if they answer it? Like, I don't know. Okay.
Mad Max, I've seen now.
Oh, right. I saw that years ago. Can't remember. It's quite unusual.
Yeah.
Personal jinx. Ben.
Oh, I was gonna,
that would have been
good
awkward.
Luck for the rest of the
podcast.
No,
I had to get it done fast because it was about to get tense. Okay.
It is unusual, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it takes so long to get to the reason why you think the film is.
Okay. I went to Spring Breakers the other night.
Oh.
I'm going to say...
By yourself. By yourself to Spring Breakers.
I thought one great scene, this is all like hyphen to make it one word. I thought there was one great scene where James Franco's character is just showing off all of his stuff in his room. But I thought you could probably just look that up on YouTube and skip the rest of the movie.
So overall, you said to me before a film of the year.
I think that was a bit of a joke. But I did go by myself.
I think it looks awful.
Which was awkward because I was sitting at the front by myself and there was big groups of, mainly girls, big groups of girls, and there was quite a bit of nudity, which I didn't expect because I was like, oh, I'll go see Selena Gomez in her latest film with Vanessa Hudgens. And then, quite a bit of nudity.
So you're just the dodgy guy at the front of the theatre.
But a great new actor who will probably be cast in some future movies of mine.
Oh, okay, you've done a bit of talent searching.
Gucci Mane, who is a rapper.
Oh, no, I don't.
And he is
don't
insane.
Like the name.
He has an ice cream tattooed on his cheek, and he can like barely talk normally. Like he actually got sentenced to a mental asylum for a period of time when he was driving on the wrong side of the road or something. And now he's in that. And he is great.
Good.
Nailed
sounds
it.
Like some really great people in it if they can't speak.
No, well, he can speak, but that was
barely.
An exaggeration. Okay. Sometimes he's a bit hard to hear, like, make out the words. Okay, what else?
Don't know. Wow, that's a
the,
lot of
the company you keep.
Oh, did you go and see that?
I went and saw that.
Did you like it?
It was quite a while ago, actually. I'm going to go with pretty solid.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, no, I thought it was pretty good. I mean, it was just lacking something.
But, yeah, I've heard this.
It was lacking, like, it wasn't great, but I mean, it was good.
Comic-Con, A Fan's Hope, episode 4. It was a Morgan Spurlock documentary based on the Comic-Con.
Yeah.
That was quite interesting. It's quite scary how obsessed people are with this whole, you know, comic book world. And, you know, well, good on them. It's good to have a hobby, but it's a pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
That was quite interesting.
Right.
Yeah, saw that.
Gambit. I went to Gambit.
With Colin Firth.
Colin Firth.
I didn't even know that was out.
Yeah, it's out. I went to it. It's
gone under the radar.
I'm going to say... It was like, it's not, I haven't done like single words really. Yeah. I'm going to say it was like weirdly, it was like seemed real old fashioned.
Yeah.
Like, it seemed like an old musical, like Anything Goes, where it's like, you know, the comedy is like people not having their pants on, walking around. Like the main joke is like not having pants on. And there's like some racist character, like Asian characters who go around who like, you know, who are just like, don't know what's going on, and they're like a big group of like these short Asians. It's like, you know, it just seemed like it seemed like old fashioned in that sense, but I still really enjoyed it.
That's the end music, mate.
Just mute that.
That's the end
but
music.
But
we're being wrapped up.
We are.
It's just like the Oscars.
But it was enjoyable still. It was still really enjoyable.
Yeah. Okay. All right. My last one, Rear Window.
Yep.
Classic. Gosh, it's good.
Yeah, it's classic.
I really, really like the main guy.
James Stewart.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got to go see
one of my all-time favourite actors.
Vertigo now.
What? You haven't seen it?
I haven't seen it. I only saw Psycho last year.
Yeah, I know, and that was probably because I told you.
Yeah, you've inspired me to watch some Alfred Hitchcock. I'm going on to the classics now.
Yeah.
Because I've ran out of the modern ones.
Well, you'll see over there.
Yeah,
I have the Grace Kelly Barbie doll from To Catch a Thief.
Wow, another, can't believe you just shared that with everyone.
I'm proud. Everyone can know that.
Okay,
I'd show it to you if this wasn't just like an audio track.
Still in its box. Hasn't been played with.
Well, no, it's not a toy, mate. It's a collector's item.
That is a collector's item. Where did you get it from?
Online, mate. You can't just come across that. Toy world, mate.
I've got
King Kong. You probably could.
I've got King Kong.
What, Barbie doll King Kong?
No, not the Barbie doll, but like that's my movie. Collectible.
That's right.
You've got Grace Kelly.
Yeah, well, I think I win. Let's wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Please continue to support us.
No.
What? What?